Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Samach Dalet, the end of Simen Resh Pei Hei, and the beginning of Simen Resh Pei Vav. So we are up to Simen Resh Pei Hei, Si'if Hei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yaakov Likros HaParsha, Shnayim Mikravech HaTargum B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, Vayin Lel Simkuf Mem Vav, that a person could actually do Shnayim Mikravech HaTargum during Kriyas HaTorah, says the Mishnah Brura, U'B'Simkuf Mem Vav, Magen Avram, Sivkot Nehei, Hevi B'Shem Ashla, Shemachmir B'Zeh, that even though the Shulchan Aruch is makel about this, that you could do one of your Shnayim Mikras during Kriyas HaTorah, the Shla Kadosh is quoted by the Magen Avram, who's Machmir, Elakol Tzrich Lishma Kriya Mipi HaShliach Tzibur, because after all, when you're listening to Kriyas HaTorah, you're supposed to be listening to Kriyas HaTorah, not doing your own thing, not reciting your own Shnayim Mikra. V'cheinu Das HaGrashu V'Besever Meister Avdi Tzorch Lishma Kol Tevu Tevu V'Liros Bechol Mishlo Yisei Elakore Klal. And the Gra seems to assume this way as well, that you need to read every single word inside, and not you need to hear every single word and look in the Chumash as it's being read, but not to help in the reading, not to say anything. And it seems that they hold that the only time you're allowed to be Yotze Shnai Mikra during Kriyas HaTorah is Ben Gavra Lagavra. That Ben Gavra Lagavra, you want to do a little Shnai Mikra, you could do that, but not during the Kriyas HaTorah itself. I think that if you want to read it quietly together with the Shliach Tzibur, that we don't have to worry about. We don't have to be machmir, because you could have kavana to hear every single word from the Shliach Tzibur, even at the very moment that you're reading inside, as long as you read it quietly. Even quotes Mata Moshe, that's the best thing to do. And that's why I find that's the easiest way to concentrate, is when you're reading it along quietly together with the Shliach Tzibur, because generally when you're totally passive, it's very hard to focus. So if you're just trying to follow along with your eyes, very hard to focus. If you're saying it with your mouth at the same time, so it's easier to focus. And says the Mishnah Berurah, that counts as one of your Shnayim Mikras, so you get that advantage as well. In the Dirsha, he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky in Orchus Yosher, that if a person tries to do Shnayim Mikra v'chatargum during Chazar Sashatz, even b'diavad, he's not Yotzei Yischiv of Shnayim Mikra. He's going to have to do it again, because it's a mitzvah b'avera, and a person cannot get any credit whatsoever for mitzvah b'avera. During Chazar Sashatz, you for sure need to be focused on the Chazar Sashatz. Vayin lel simkuf mem vav, says the Mishnah Berurah, d'sham asuka mechab b'siv beiz, nachon lamadaktik b'dvarav, l'chavin daitel d'sham m'pi ha-korev, v'mishom d'choshesh gam kein, l'dasa poskim sheveisi l'mayla. Then in simkuf mem vav, he says that really you should try to have kavana while Kriyas HaTorah is going on, to listen to every single word of the Baal Korei, because he's choshesh for the shitos that we said before, that you cannot be doing your own Shnayim Mikra during the Kriyas HaTorah. Siv vav, says the Shulchan Aruch, melam dei tinokos, ein tzrichim lach of Likros HaParsha B'Shabbos. The Melamde Tinokos do not need to go over the Parsha again, meaning they went over it when they were teaching it to the children. So they were already Yotze Shnayim Mikra with that. Says Mishbur Sivkat Tazayin, V'dafka B'yameim Shayulamdim Perish HaMikra Matinokos. That's only in their days when they would learn the explanation of the Psukim with the children. Olakach Yotzim B'zeh Gami De Targum. So they were Yotze not only the Shnayim Mikra, but the Echot Targum as well, because they would explain the Psukim, because they're all B'siv Beis. Aval imlomi perish amilas luchud lo yotzi de targum elashne pam mikra. But if they only say the perish amilos, they don't have any perush. It's just the translation. That's not good enough, because as we said, the advantage of targum and Rashi is that it's not only a translation; it's a perush as well. So if the Melamdei Tinokos are just saying taich, they're just translating the words. That is not enough to be yotzei the echa targum, even if they are yotzei the shnayim mikra. You're Yotzei the Shnayim Mikra because you probably read the Pesukim at least twice with the kids. So therefore you got to say the Targum separately. You see from here, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Gadim, that the Trup is not Ma'akev. Because if the Trup were Ma'akev, then the Melamdei Tinokos would not have been Yotzei. He's making an assumption. He assumes that when the Melamdei Tinokos teach the children, they do not teach the children with the trap, because the raya is, because he's using as a raya, that you don't need the trap from the fact that the Malam de Tinokos are Yotze. And if you needed the trup, they're not doing that. I don't know, one could have argued that that was the custom of the Malam de Tinokos. It makes a lot of sense that they would teach with the trup, because the trup itself is almost a perish, just to know how to punctuate the sentence. But anyway, that's what he assumes. Si'if Zayin, says Shulchan Aruch, ein tzarich likros parshas Yom Tov, and says the Ramah, v'chein ein tzarich likros haftoros, that you don't need to do Shnayim Mikra on the Kriyas HaTorahs of Yantivs, and you don't need to do Shnayim Mikra on the haftoros. Mikol makom nagru likros haftorah. But there is a minhag to go over the haftorah in advance. U'b'shabbos shel chasna yikra haftorah shel Shabbos, v'lo sos asis. And Shabbos of Hashem brachos, you read the regular haftorah of Shabbos, not a special reading of sos asis. Says the Mishabura, ein tzarich, you don't need its own separate Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum for the Yom Tov readings, because you already read the entirety of Torah as long as you do each week's Parsha, so you will have already covered the Yom Tov readings throughout that year. And on Hoshana Rabbah, that's the ideal time to do Shnayim Mikra for Vezos HaBracha. And if you did Shnayim Mikra for Vezos HaBracha and Shmini Atzeres, not so bad either. Nagu likros haftorah, the minig is to go over the haftorah in advance. Tama min, again, the reason for the minig is Shema Yikru'u l'machar l'maftir. It's not because there's a chiv of Shnayim Mikra on haftorahs, it's just that they might ask you, they might call you up for the maftir early, and then you're going to have to read the haftorah instead of breaking your teeth trying to figure out the words. It would be best if you were familiar with them already, v'yibaki v'ragilba, so that you'll be a baki and used to those words. And Shmir Shabbos Kilchzei points out, so if you're davening in a shul where they lane from a klaf and the balkari is always the one that lanes and you're not going to be asked to lane, then you don't need to go over the haftorah in advance. As opposed to the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov, you don't have to be worried that you're going to be called up to lane that. So they have a balkore for that, and therefore you don't have to go over that in advance. Shal Shabbos, Ratzalomer Sheish Minig Beizem Makom Shakar Mitzibul Levan Avtoros Asidra Odeis Pesukim Avtoros Osasis Mishum Dechsiv Ba Kechasin Yechayin Pe'er VeGomer. That there was a minig in certain places that, in addition to the regular haftorah of that week, they would also read a special pesukim relating to a chasan. VeKamash Malon DeBishar Shakari LaTzma Avtora Ein Tzarich Likros Elu Pesukim. So it's telling us that when you are going over the haftorah in advance of shul, just in case they give you the maftir Aliyah, you don't need to read those psukim, because that doesn't take preparation. Meaning, if they had this minhag that they would lay in these psukim every single time there was an offer for shavu brachos in the shul, so mistam, everyone knew it. It's like Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh, where I never learned Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh, but probably I could, right? I would imagine that I've heard it enough times that you become a baki, you know it well enough. So the same with these psukim, if they have such a minag. Mishum du matzu v'shagav v'yakal ubagi ben b'lozu akriya. Uba'arba parshios yikraf Torah da'arba parshios. And when it's the dal parshios, when you're preparing in advance, you should read the haftorah of the dal parshios again, just in case you get called up to lane the haftorah of the dal parshios. Now we move on to simin resh pei vav si'if aleph. Dinei tfilas musaf b'shabbos. Zman tefilas musaf, the time for tefilas musaf is miyad achar tefilas hashachar, it's right after shachris. Ve'in la'achara yoser me'atzov sheva sha'us, and you should not push it off and delay it to after 7 hours of the day. Ve'misfalos ha'achar sheva sha'us nikra posheya. If you didn't daven musaf until after 7 hours into the day, that is considered negligence. Ve'afal piken yatsi dechavasi, you're still yotzei, but it's not right. Mepeshes mana kalayom, because the ikur's mana musaf is really all day, but it's best to do it in the first 7 hours of the day. Vim shachach v'los palal ad sha'avar kolz mana, but if it's ready pashkia and you realize you didn't daven musaf, ein la tashlumin. It's a unique tefillah in that there is no tashlumin for tefillas musaf. V'yesh ba nesias kapayim, in places where they duchen, like in Eretz Yisrael, you would duchen during musaf as well. Vim espalos hakodim tefillas shachris yatsa. And even though we said that the ideal time for musaf is after shachris, if you happen to say musaf before shachris, you're yotzei as well. The the Mishnah Berurah says Achar Tefilas Shachar Kamo Karban Musaf Shazman L'Chadchila Achar Atamin. The reason we do it after Tefilas Shachris is because it's in place of a Karban Musaf, and Shachris is in place of the Karban Tamid. So just like nothing comes before the Karban Tamid, so too the Tefilah of Musaf should not come before the Karban Tamid. It should not come before Shachris. May Ad Sof the Iker Zman Akravas Musaf Hayu L'Chadchila Ad Sof Sheva. The Iker Zman of Tefilas Musaf is the Chadchila up until the end of 7 hours into the day. Ein lo tashlumin, but if you miss Musaf entirely, there's no making it up. Kimet sheniskar ba karban Musaf ein lo tashlumin, because the Musaf is mostly about the Karban Musaf, and the Karban Musaf has no tashlumin. There's no make up for the Karban Musaf. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that even when Musaf is primarily not about the Karban, like on Rosh Hashanah, where Musaf is primarily about Malchias Achronos v'Shofros, still there's no tashlumin for Musaf, because it is also about the Karban. Vashem kein shari tefilah shalom nizkar behem Karban klal, yesh lan tashlumin kamo shekasav b'simon kof ches. But other tefilos that don't mention a Karban, even though we know that Shachris is connected to Tamashal Shachar, and Minchas is connected to Tamashal Ben Arbaim, but it never explicitly mentions those Karbanos, and therefore those tefilos do have tashlumin. Vyesh ben nesias kapayim, we said that we duchen during Musaf, haynu denosin kapayim b'musaf kamo b'shachris kanal b'simon kof ches. Same way we would duchen during Shachris. Vayin shom b'simon kof ches if memdal b'agwa, to become dinu seinu, ino agon lisa kapayim b'shachris klal. So we don't duchen during Shachris and Chatzaret, so we don't duchen during Musaf either, because it just means that it's the same halacha. Yatza, the karban Musaf z'manu m'tchilas yom ad ha'erev. If you said Musaf before Shachris, you are Yotze, because the Zman of Musaf is already from the beginning of the day until the evening. Ela de Asr lahakdim shum karban lechadchila lekarban tamid shel shachar. It's just that you should not have any karban that precedes the karban tamid shel shachar. But a b'diavad yatzah. If you already did that and you davened the Musaf before Shachris, you are in fact Yotze. So it's far from ideal, but one is Yotze if they in fact did that. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Yoser Me'atzof, we said you should never delay it past 7 hours into the day. He says, Mashmata ad sheshu mechza yachali achar ve'achar kach l'spalel, that it sounds like you can daven Musaf even l'chadchila 6.5 hours into the day. But he points out that already gets you into trouble, because 6.5 hours into the day is already the Zman of Mincha, and then you get into a whole machlokas when you can already be davening Mincha and you haven't yet davened Musaf. Which one do you do first, Mincha or Musaf? So really, 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 it's much better to do Musaf earlier than 7 hours into the day. You're not a posheya if you do it in that last half hour, but really it should be before 6.5 hours into the day, so you don't get into shailas about which one should come first, Mincha or Musaf. So to review what we learned today, first we said that you cannot read the psukim of out loud while listening to Kriyas HaTorah, but you can be Yotze one of your mikra readings by reading along quietly, and that might even be ideal. Then we said that a teacher is Yotze with the reading that he has done with the student, even though he doesn't do it with the trap. And then we have said you don't need to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echatagam and Yom Tov readings nor on Haftaros, but it's a good idea to read over the Haftarah in advance just in case they ask you to lay in it. And then finally in Simon Reish Vav we said that you Yotze Musaf anytime during the day, but it's not ideal to say it before Shachris, nor is it ideal, in fact it's Posheya, to say it after 7 hours of the day. And if you miss it entirely, there is no tashlumin for Musaf. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Reish Pei Vav, Sif Bey is back at our regular time, regular place. Everyone have a wonderful evening.